going. And they finally get there. They get to Bethlehem and they gather with Mary and Joseph. And we're going to look this morning mainly at what happens when they're there. When the shepherds get to Bethlehem and they're there with Mary and Joseph. Because Luke tells us how different people react. And we're going to look at it this morning, partly because I suddenly realized actually in 19 Christmases as a pastor, I've never actually looked at that scene. Partly because it's the kind of climax of many nativities, isn't it? You know, you've got the shepherds there, and Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus are there. What happens? What happens at that moment? That's what we're going to look at. And we're going to look at it because we're going to discover it's important for each one of us. Because the question we're going to think about is this. What are you going to do with the Christmas message? You know, the shepherds hear this message. There's a baby born in Bethlehem. They go off and see, and we're going to see what happens next. And given this is good news for all people, this is important for everybody. It's actually a vital question for us as well. What do you do with the baby who's born in Bethlehem? Now, before we look at that, we're going to sing a carol. I can't actually, I've lost my notices. What carol are we going to sing now? Well, Shepherd's Watch, that's what we're going to sing. It's over there, my order of service. We're going to remind ourselves of the story of what happened that night. So let's stand, shall we, and sing together. Do have a seat now. I wonder, can we get our imaginations going? So here we go. They get to Bethlehem. And can you imagine all the shepherds, they come in. I kind of imagine they all start talking at once. Hey, you know, there's this angel appeared. And they told us about a baby. Hang on, no, there were lots of angels, weren't there? Can you imagine them sort of all talking over each other? It kind of happens, isn't it, when you have exciting news. You all sort of pass it on at once, and eventually the story gets out. And Luke tells us how different people reacted. And there are three different reactions. We're going to look at each in turn and sing a carol in between. And there are some cards that have been given out. So I think over there, somebody's got a card with a number one on. And so what I need you to do is open it. Ben and Keziah are doing a fine job there, and see if you can actually give the reaction. This is where we Go on, Kazar, can you open the card and do it? Brilliant, because wow. Do we all want to join in? The first group should go, wow. And you find that in Luke chapter 2 and verse 18, where we find this. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. You know, people are listening, going, wow, angels? That's not very normal. Angels appearing to shepherds and sending them off to see a baby. Wow, they're amazed at what they hear. And you can understand it being amazing, can't you? Because, hey, angels, that's not normal. My guess is most of us here haven't sort of seen loads of angels suddenly appear to us in a field. And it's amazing because this isn't a sort of story once upon a time in a land far away. Here's the claim that in this world, this happened. Angels appeared. And the reason you have these supernatural angels appearing is because the news was supernatural. Because the news is astonishing. God, the Lord, has come. And the Lord has come not in big kind of thunder and lightning. The Lord has come as a baby. You will find the Lord wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. And if you think about it, both the angels and the message that they brought, well, they're right to go, wow. They're right to be amazed at it. Can I ask, I wonder whether that's still our reaction to what happens at Christmas. Can I say, one of the problems I think is often we have Christmas services and everybody said, oh, wasn't it lovely? Oh, wasn't it sweet? Oh, didn't they look nice? Which is understandable and is fine, but my guess is actually when the shepherds rushed in and they said, we've seen these angels and the Lord has come, they didn't go, oh, isn't that lovely? There was a sense of, gosh, wow. They're wondered, they're amazed. Because actually the events of Christmas really are amazing. Supernatural angels with a supernatural message. The Lord has come as a baby. Well, we're going to see some more reactions in a minute, but let's sing Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let's stand there for everyone to sing.
Thank you.
Do have a seat. So, we've seen that the people in Bethlehem, the shepherds told them the story, and they go, wow, they're amazed. They're amazed at what they hear, that the angels have said the Lord has become a baby. But actually, Luke, I think as he tells the story, wants to say that there's a deeper reaction, actually a better reaction than simply being amazed. And so, they've been looking forward to this, I know. There is a number two card, which, Esther, Eleanor, and Laura, feel free to join in. Go on, here's the second reaction. Okay, I think that needs to be accompanied by a Any more children want to join in with the Now, to be honest, that's not very good, but it's kind of trying to get to gist with Luke 2, verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, Mary goes, maybe. You know, she's thinking about it. Thinking about this message that the shepherds have brought to her. The message about what her baby's like. She goes, And she wants to think about it a little bit more. Now, children, if you get some good news, and we've discovered that wearing your own clothes is quite a good thing at school, I guess you kind of then think about it, don't you? Do you actually then think, well, what clothes am I going to wear? You know, what shall I look like on this day when I can wear whatever I want? You don't forget it. You think about it. Now, I guess, and young mums will know this, it's quite busy. But despite all the busyness that Mary was going through, she decides she wants to keep these things that have been told to her. As Jesus grows up, I'm sure she's thinking about, who is he? How is he going to be the saviour? Here's this king, this Lord, growing up in front of me. Mary treasures these things and ponders them in her heart. Now, Christmas Day passes really quickly, doesn't it? And before long, all this sort of stuff will be packed away. And it's very easy, isn't it, having perhaps focused on Jesus coming to earth for the last week or so, for that just to disappear from our minds. Might be if we're here this morning, we're not yet sure whether we're a Christian or not. And maybe this is probably one of those occasions where you think about spiritual things. It's easy for this just to be packed away. And yet if it really is the case that the God who creates each one of us has come to rescue us because we're in danger, has looked at us and saw us in need and has said, I'm coming for you. That's something that is massively important, actually, that we need to reflect on, that we can't just pack away. But can I say, for those of us who are Christians, Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. I don't know about you, my mind has been whirring for the last 18 months. What are the figures today? What's happening? What are we allowed to do? What aren't we allowed to do? I can't remember a time when there's just been information pounding at us and pounding us and pounding at us. And I think probably as I reflect for myself, it's probably in 18 months where I've thought less about Jesus, actually. Partly just because, pound, pound, pound. And I think there's quite a lesson to learn from Mary, isn't there? Mary treasured these things, pondered them in her heart. In other words, as she went through life, she was constantly thinking about her child Jesus. And I think Luke is intending to give Mary as an example for us to ponder deeply the Lord Jesus, to treasure all that he is. It might be as Christmas turns into the new year, one of the things we want to say is, I want to be like Mary, who is, I think, throughout Luke's gospel, given as an example for us. I'm the Lord's servant, and I'm going to treasure deeply what I hear about him. And so the crowds go, wow, they're amazed. Mary, she's probably amazed, but she's not going to just have an initial reaction. Mary goes, and ponders deeply in her heart. Well, we're going to sing. a carol that encouraged us to think deeply and meditate on the story of Jesus. And it's always good, sort of halfway through a sermon, to sing a song which entitled Christians Awake. So why don't we stand and we'll sing together. Do grab a seat. So, here's how they react. Wow! They're amazed. Angels, the Lord, come down as a baby. And then Mary. Mary thinks about it and reflects and ponders. And we've got one last reaction. One last reaction that Eve is generously sharing with David and Janet. So, number three, what's the last reaction we've got? Well done, Eve and Janet. Fine job there. So hallelujah is the last reaction we get. And where do we get that from? Verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. And so can we do all three reactions? Wow! Hallelujah! There we go, that wasn't bad. Those are the three reactions you get around the manger in Bethlehem. And the shepherds, can you imagine the shepherds? You know, the shepherds, they're running off to Bethlehem and they're kind of thinking, was this just an idea that was in our mind? Did we really see those angels? Really? Was it really true? Then they get to Bethlehem and there he is. This baby they've been told about. He really is there. It really does come true. Actually, one of the big themes of the Christmas story is when God says something, it happens. God's word comes true. He makes promises and you can rely on them. And as they leave, gosh, it was all true. The Lord as a baby. What do? They praise God for all they've seen. You can imagine them going back to perhaps other shepherds in the area. It's amazing what we've seen. This is what God has done. And the shepherds are praising and glorifying God. I wonder how you're going to react to the Christmas story. You do realize glorifying and praising God is actually the natural response to all that happens. Here's a question. What does Christmas tell us? Christmas tells us that there is a God who made the world and he's interested in all people, even insignificant shepherds. Is that good news? The God who made the world is interested in all people. The God who made the world, when he sees people ignoring him, doesn't just write them off, he comes to rescue them. Isn't that good news? The God who made the world, when he sees people ignoring them, doesn't write us off, but he comes to rescue. The God who made the world is so humble that he'll even come to earth as a baby. What do you do with a God like that? What do you do with a God who says, I've got good news for everybody. I'm going to come to earth as a baby to rescue you. What do you do with a God like that? Oh, the shepherd's got it right. Hallelujah. Which means praise and glorify God. And so what Luke is telling us is that this so familiar story demands a response for each one of us. Maybe for those of us it's just become familiar and nice. Actually, the call is be amazed again. Be amazed again that the Word would become flesh, that the Lord would become a baby. For those of us who've just become busy and distracted, Christmas is saying, start treasuring Jesus again. Start thinking about it. Start pondering him. Start living your life from who Jesus is. Treasure him in your hearts. And for those whose hearts have grown cold, Christmas is saying, see your God, behold your King, and praise him with everything you've got. How are you going to respond to the Christmas message? Let's pray together. Just a moment of quiet. It's a busy day. But maybe you want to pick up one thing that the Lord's put on your heart and you want to say, yeah, help me to do that off the back of this Christmas. Lord God, Lord Jesus, Word become flesh, the Lord who was put in a manger. Help us to be amazed, amazed afresh that you should make that decision. Help us to treasure and to ponder and to keep in our hearts and minds all that you are and all that you've done for us. Help us, we pray, Lord, to praise you with everything we've got because you're worth it. Because you, the Lord who became a baby, so that you might rescue us. Lord, you're worthy of our highest praise. So help us to rejoice this Christmas, we pray, for your name's sake. Amen. I've never done this before, but we're going to end with the two biggest carols, because if the call is to praise God off the back of this, why not end with the two biggest carols you've got? So let's sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful, first. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen. Let's sing our final carol together.
Thank you.
Singing a big carol stretches your voice, doesn't it? Well, really do hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Let me pray as we close. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to be our Saviour, our Christ, and our Lord. Help us to be astonished, to treasure you and to praise you, both today and in the year ahead, we ask, for your name's sake. Amen.